Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast for this week, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I am here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Now today in our Heartbeat, I spoke about how sometimes we can block God out of our lives so that it limits what God does in our lives. So even though we know that God is limitless, he has an abundance of love and grace and compassion, the way we approach God sometimes means that we're limiting his action in our lives. And so there's two things I kind of think we should focus on today with our discussion. And the first is that with God, there is always more. More grace, more love, more compassion, more kindness that he can shower upon us. And the second thing is that we can sometimes block God out of our lives because we look at, I think, the limited nature that we have, and we think, well, therefore God couldn't love me more, or he couldn't forgive me more. And the way that's kind of come about to me this week, this Heartbeat, was that as I've been reading scripture and praying, I felt like God has been saying to me, hey, Em, there's so much more. Like what you're reading, it's just, you're only just touching the surface of who I am.
Yeah, we fall into the trap of thinking the way we think is the way God thinks. Mm. Our abilities have been given to us by God, but then we have limited ability. But God is endless in everything, in thought, in ability, in creation, in, you know, because God's the creator and he created us, but he hasn't lost that gift. He continues to create.
Mm.
And so he can create stuff out of nothing. He can change our circumstances if he desires. He can do anything at all. And we do. We fall into the trap of not comparing, but just thinking, oh, yeah, well, you know, it's hopeless. With God, there is no hopeless in his language.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this topic kind of follows quite well from last week where I talked about how we should hope again and trust
again.
In situations where we think, well, I've been praying for something for a long time and we haven't seen any change. And that's where we become, I suppose, hopeless, where we feel like where we've lost hope, where we think, well, okay, well, God mustn't, you know, be doing anything or changing anything.
Yeah.
But I'm just constantly reminded, like I was reading the scripture which I shared, which was how Jesus cured a crippled woman. And he healed her on the Sabbath. And of course, the Pharisees come and say, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, but I was struck by not, I suppose, the discussion about you shouldn't do things on the Sabbath, but just how God couldn't help, or Jesus couldn't help, but be so compassionate towards this woman. He had to heal her.
Yeah. And it was because, you know, don't work on the Sabbath, make the day holy. But hang on a minute. He is God. He is the holy God. And if he decides to heal someone, and to us it looks like it's work, but I guess it is work in a way, but if he decides to, but he's God. He can. It doesn't mean it's made him unholy, because that's, again, the Pharisees were comparing, well, they didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God, but they were comparing him to just a human person. And as you know, God looks at our hearts, our attitudes. You know, of course he doesn't want us to work on the Lord's day. But if you've got an exam, you know, I always felt as a student, if I've got an exam the next day, I still need to diligently study for my exam tomorrow, because, you know, I find, you know, it's not that I've left it to the last minute and I have studied beforehand, but it's amazing what you look at the night before or the day before, and it just makes it really fresh in your mind, and you go to the exam and you go, yes, that's what I looked at.
Yeah.
You know, it's the attitude of work, the attitude of, have you set some time aside for me? especially on Sunday.
Mm.
We should do it every day.
Mm. In thinking about the next part about how we limit the action of God in our lives. At first, when I was thinking about it, I was saying it in my head of like, we limit God. And then I thought to myself, God himself is not limited. It's the way I approach God that means his action in my life is limited. Does that make sense? So God himself is never limited, but it's the way I have my relationship with God that means that what the evidence, I suppose, I see of God in my life can be limited.
Well, it's the trust.
Yes.
Do I trust God that he's got it in hand? Even if it doesn't look like it's changed or things are changing or things are any good.
Mm.
I believe God is only good. He only gives good things to his children. And I've got to trust him that he will work it out.
I think it's also, it's about trust, but I also think it's about, I suppose because of our human frailty, like believing in a God who would do this for me and who would continue to love me when I've continued to do things wrong and I continue to stuff up, like believing in the God that is so above and beyond what we can even imagine, that's where I find it, it can be difficult. Yes, yeah.
And that's where the beautiful story of when this father, human father, comes to Jesus and says, could you heal my son?
Hmm.
And, the disciples tried and it didn't work. And Jesus says, well, extra prayer and extra faith needs to come in here. But it's not just the prayer and faith on a human level. It's then God doing what God needs to do. And the beautiful response from the father was, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Hmm.
Meaning he, in his humbleness, recognized how weak he was. He believed in Jesus, but he also recognized, but there's human weakness within me and there's times and different circumstances when I don't quite believe as I should. So grace me, Lord.
Mm.
And it's all about God's grace. Mm. We fall upon his mercy and grace.
Mm.
And when we do, God loves it. He goes, yes, of course I'll respond to that.
Mm.
He can't, that's why when you were saying, God was compassionate and wanted to heal this woman on the Sabbath, God responds to compassion. His compassionate heart responds to us, our need, our helplessness. When we're desperate, he responds. It's when we think I can do it by my own, he goes, okay, then you do it on your own.
Mm. But I think sometimes it's not necessarily, I'll do it on my own. I think it comes back to, I've asked God enough already. I've already come to him a few times now. Should I do it again? That's what because sometimes I think I do that without even necessarily thinking about it.
Yeah. But aren't we then reacting out of our human response?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Great. Here they go again and asking again.
Yeah. And then I think about, because the way I was thinking about it was, I might be compassionate to someone to a certain extent, but I know that I reach my limit.
Yes.
And I get to the point where I say, well, too bad. They had the chance.
That's it. I've done my best.
Yeah, I've done my best. Now it's all their own fault. I know that I reach that limit. So I can sometimes think, well, God could reach that limit too, but he can't. His compassion is boundless and never ending.
Yeah.
And we can go back to him time and time again and ask for forgiveness. But I think it's just reminding ourselves of, and that's what I've been feeling like God's been saying to me. Hey, Em, there's more. It's bigger. I'm bigger than, your circumstances. I'm bigger than what you've got in front of you. And it makes me think of like a well where you go deeper and deeper and deeper.
And that's where we need to, as Christians, firstly, to recognize it, the first time. Because you can be brought up as a Christian but not recognize it, not see that relationship that God wants us to have with him, and then to continue to remind ourselves, read scripture, read the lives of the saints, read Christian books where people are sharing their life stories, and it reminds you again, yes, look how compassionate and merciful God is. You know, all the scriptures that were written for the next generation and the next generation and the next generation to be there with the Holy Spirit, you know, basically empowering people to write what God wanted written down.
Mm.
Because we forget so easily. We have to be reminded who God is, what he does, you know, his ability. Like we haven't even written it properly in human language because we just can't. We are limited for words.
Yep.
But even just reading the bits that are there, you just go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I was reminded of the story of when people bring the children to Jesus and the disciples say, oh, no, like.
He's tired. Go away, like basically.
pretty much. And Jesus said, no, no, let them come to me. And then, you know, he says, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. But that just continued to show me that God always just says come.
Yeah.
He never says, no, I'm too tired, whereas I would. I'm too tired now. But Jesus and God always say, no, come, come.
Yeah.
So we should never limit God in our lives because he is limitless and he can come and he can show us compassion. He continues to show us compassion and grace and just pour it upon us.
Yeah.
So this week, the weekly challenge for this week, I think is to, when you have a thought of, oh, God won't do that for me, or I've asked God enough now, then that's the moment you should turn to him.
And ask again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And allow him to make the decision of him pouring grace and love upon you.
You could say, I don't deserve this, Lord, but would you listen again to my prayer? You know, because that's just being humble enough to say, you know, hey, I've done wrong or I don't deserve your compassion and mercy. But allow God to be God us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. I like that.
So that's the weekly challenge. When you have the thought that God won't do that for me, then that's the time to ask God again and to pray. So we hope that you've been really blessed by that discussion this week, that it has challenged you, because we always want to go deeper and further with God and in our faith. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye.